Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of August, recording at 7:28 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, it's nice to be back analyzing, writing, and broadcasting on your behalf. Now, first day back, and it's really more half a day back, I think it's too soon to be making any sort of grand pronouncements. Now, I know people very often like that, somebody to come back and say, well, right, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and so on. But you know how I actually work, and there's a lot of thinking and reasoning and discussion as I try to make sense of the charts and the macroeconomic picture that is very often behind those charts. And at this stage, in this first broadcast since coming back, I just want to comment on a few things that I have noticed that we will certainly need to bear in mind, I believe, and that could well influence trends. Now, first, let's take stock markets. I don't think that the action, as I said in my commentary and comment of the day, will be of any great surprise to investors. But as I studied the charts, which I've seen for the first time here today, a couple of things happened. We had some quite bullish upside dynamics around the 16th of August. That was following downward breaks in the U.S. indices and a number of European indices. And the upside dynamics were key day reversals for the most part, and they're quite powerful signals occurring at a time when short-term indicators were clearly oversold, markets were quite soft, and market sentiment, I suspect, was very bearish around the middle of August, too bearish perhaps. Subsequently, we've had pretty much a consecutive day's rally until Friday, which has corrected that short-term oversold condition and actually created a small short-term overbought condition. And it has also taken a number of indices back to areas where overhead resistance, may well make further gains more difficult to sustain, or at least to maintain. And as I look at the charts in the short term, the stock market rallies definitely look to have boiled over as of last Friday. But is it going to be a consolidation and then somewhat better gains in a month or two's time, or are we going to see markets slide back down and retest those lows? Well, rather than try to take a seat of the pants guess on that, let's look at some of the factors here that may well be relevant. First, oil. I've mentioned for months and months before going away that on my holiday that oil was hugely influential in terms of market sentiment. And I don't think it's just by coincidence that as the oil price peaked a little bit above $48 for the US NYME price, spot price, that stock markets have rallied against the background of that softening oil price. And oil at 42.20 as I speak is down a little bit today, but well off the lows, down at 41.45, and indeed the oil price itself is beginning to look a little oversold on a short-term basis. But certainly if oil were to break back below $40, for instance, and stay, and I don't think that's going to do that in consecutive days, if it does it at all, say there is a little bit of support down at these levels. But if that were to occur, that would give a further bullish fill-up to stock markets. Now, looking at the trends throughout the various different stock market indices, I was impressed by the quiet improvement that we've seen in some of the Asian markets. India is a case in point. Hong Kong has improved quite a bit as well. Is that enough to make me feel bullish and want to buy those markets? No, not at this stage. for a variety of reasons. Those patterns could easily deteriorate. Once again, these markets are range-bound after all, and when we see another sharp sell-off on Wall Street, I really don't think that those Asian markets can make much headway on the upside against that background, and indeed they could easily fall and fall quite sharply, particularly if American and European investors were to bring more capital back home, as is often the case when investors own domestic markets tend to soften. But I do note the additional strength there, and if I hold any positions in stock markets, and I do have a few, as you know, I'm happy to have them mostly in emerging Asia. Now, another development that I certainly think is relevant here, and this one does surprise me a bit, is the actual continued strength that we've seen in bond markets, particularly in the U.S. Treasuries and also the Japanese government bonds. Now, that screams one message very clearly to me. Well, I think there are a couple of messages, but perhaps the most important of the two messages is that the macroeconomic picture has deteriorated, not least because of the rising oil price that I discussed a moment ago, but also because of the higher interest rates that we're seeing, and then there are the other factors that remain, such as the consumer debt levels in a number of countries, not least the United States, and the generally overall weak economic picture that we see among Europe's larger economies, and the Chinese economic slowdown, a slowdown engineered, of course, by the Chinese government. So that macroeconomic picture, say, has clearly deteriorated. We've seen it in some of the data that has helped push the bond markets higher, and I think they've received an additional fillip from first reversal of short positions by hedge funds, and also some so-called flight to quality. In other words, money coming out of equities and moving into government bonds. Now, when I look back at the levels that you may recall where I had covered short positions a little bit too early in JGBs and in U.S. Treasury bonds, today's price levels, and the U.S. bond market is up 24 ticks right now. It was up over a point not too long ago, but still another good gain in here today. And that today's levels really are above the levels that I would have hoped to see, considerably above the levels that I would hope to see when I covered those short positions at profits. In other words, the rally has been stronger than I had anticipated. And thank heavens for the charts, because I think I mentioned before, before going on my holiday, that I was inclined towards, well, I was wanting to go in and short the bonds, because I do feel that the inflationary problems are building up, and also there's no shortage of supply of these bonds out there. But thank heavens for the charts, because what has always stayed my hand is that the patterns still looked too strong overall. When I look at the long-term charts, I do maintain that bond prices are in a top extension phase, as I've been saying, I'm saying for months. But I don't see any evidence yet that this top extension rally, this current top extension rally itself, has peaked. Although I'd be awfully surprised if it was not getting reasonably close to some sort of important high. So I'm just watching this. That's bonds for me are a watch to sell, and I don't want to jump the gun at this stage. Incidentally, if I were to do anything in stock market futures here in the short term, it would be to open short positions, although I'm not going to be jumping back into market positions until I feel my feet are a little bit more firmly back under the desk. But as I know many of you are investors rather than traders, you can assume from that comment that I do not really favor rushing into stock markets at this stage. Now, I should also mention, and I'm going to swing back to something that I don't think I covered sufficiently, although I did a little bit in the comment of the day, on the stock markets, as the improvement of President Bush's poll ratings. And if he were to show a clear lead from here on into the November election, I feel that stock markets, Wall Street in particular, but so many other markets because of Wall Street's influence, would do better than if Kerry moves back into the lead, or I'll put it the other way around, do less worse than if Kerry is seen to lead in the polls. And that's not a political statement on my part. You can see the historic graph produced by Ned Davis showing a century of data on election cycles. And markets like it when incumbent Republicans look, like it when incumbents look like they're going to win on the better the devil you know than the one you don't know basis. And they like it most of all when incumbent Republicans look like actually winning. And in this particular election, they feel that Kerry will be, and when he's take him at his word, he said he would roll back some of the tax cuts, and that's not exactly going to be an economic stimulus. And also, we would have the prospect of some pressure on some of the companies that have been diversifying in terms of pushing more of their manufacturing capability and some of their services capability offshore. And whoever is president, we are certainly going to see the budget deficits tackled, and the first 2 years of a new administration are normally a hostile period for stock markets, as you may recall. So that's the problem, in addition to the secular overall bear market trend for equities, causes me to remain cautious. Best case scenario is that we get beyond what are very often the seasonal September and October jitters, and if Bush has a clear lead in the polls at that stage, we could see markets pick up in that often bullish seasonal year-end period. That's the best case scenario that I envisage, but we've got a few weeks to go before that time sequence would come into play. So I'll have a lot of time to talk about that between now and then. Moving on, I mentioned that I felt that the inflationary pressures were indeed picking up, and it's not just in the UK where British Gas has announced these great swinging increases, but the costs of most things that middle-class families have to pay for, well, that anybody has to pay for, are clearly rising. And it does seem to me that the analytical honesty, or I should say dishonesty, some of these inflation measuring statistics is really breathtaking. I think they're placing far too much emphasis on the cost of a computer made in China or a toy rabbit made in China or whatever, rather than the utilities and services and so on that all of us require in our everyday lives. Okay, so I do feel that we have this inflationary pressure. I do maintain that supply inelasticity is going to be a major bull theme overall. I think that gold trading today near 410, that's just, again, still range-bound, but generally firm picture overall, underlines that feeling that inflationary pressures are gradually building up, and that gold is being remonetized in the minds of investors. That's something I've been saying, as you know, for the last three years or more. And that'll keep one of my favorites, silver, generally firm overall, I suspect. Now, in currency markets, not an enormous amount has changed, but until today, the dollar had generally firmed. For instance, the euro had fallen back to that sort of 120 level, but some weak economic or weaker than expected, a little bit weaker than expected economic data came out today, and that's boosted the euro in here back up to 121.87. And my feeling is that we're not going to see huge moves overall, but I do feel that if Bush appears to be getting the upper hand in the election beyond just too close to call type of situation, which we still have at present, that that could add a little bit more support to the US dollar overall. And I think investors would be expecting the Bush administration to take a harder line with both Syria and particularly Iran regarding nuclear ambitions, and I think that that would be dollar supportive overall. But to take the charts here, because that's conjecture on my part, but to take the chart action overall, still very much range bound, and I maintain that while the dollar can soften a bit in here. Over the next few weeks or months, it's very unlikely to see a big downside move, in my view. In other words, tests of the dollar's lows for the year and perhaps a little bit beyond is about the most that I would actually expect. And we won't even see that if Bush gets the upper hand in the polls. And what type of action have we got in here today? Well, softer stock markets. Wall Street's recouped some of the gains, though. I beg your pardon, some of the declines. As I speak, the Dow was down about 35 points about half an hour ago. It's currently down about 9. The bond market is firm, as I had mentioned earlier. Most of the supply inelasticity trades are firmer here today as well, helped by the dollar's softer tone, currently 121.85 against the euro and 109.14 against the Japanese yen. Have a splendid evening.